Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in. It's Monday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. That means it's time for Hummingbird Place, your home for romance, with your hostess, Donna Wright. Leanne Tyler's newest release, A Letter, A Garden, A Journal, A Chance at Love, Secrets on River Road. Madison Franklin is called to Wyndham House in the late spring of 1920. Curiosity for a side of her family she knows nothing about draws her in and leads her deeper and deeper in unraveling the Wyndham past. She and her intriguing new neighbor, Connor Montgomery, become fast friends, and as their relationship grows, they discover more secrets on River Road than either could have ever imagined. Leanne Tyler's Secrets on River Road, available where all fine books are sold. Passion. I love it. I'm betting you do too. At Dark Hollows Press, we have every essence of passion, whatever your enjoyment level. It doesn't matter if it's swirled through historicals, sprinkled in contemporaries, or mixed up in paranormal. I savor it. Every rich, creamy, luscious morsel. When hungering for your flavor of passion, you have to explore Dark Hollows Press. With every genre of romance, whether you like cowboys, dukes, vampires, sci-fi, or shapeshifters, you'll find something at Dark Hollows Press to devour. No matter your penchant, Dark Hollows Press can gratify for a little while until your next yearning strikes, and then come back to darkhollowspress.com. Dark Hollows Press and passions worth staying up all night for. And good evening. You're visiting Hummingbird Place, your home for romance. We're glad you've joined us in the Dark Hollows Press parlor. Donna Wright has authors Melanie Moreland, Jackie DeVera, and Patricia Carroll on the couch this evening to tell us more about their latest releases. And Aunt Magnolia, I heard she might swing by and say hi to you for the holidays. There may be updates on the Romancing the Smokies event on March 19, 2016. Mallory Kane will have news and info in the romance and publishing industry at the bottom of the hour. This week on Hummingbird Place, your home for romance, brought to you by Dark Hollows Press. I am Jackie DeVera, and now your auspiciously acclaimed couturier for tonight, Donna Wright.
Yes, that is me. I am auspiciously acclaimed, and I certainly like that. So how are you this evening? I hope you're doing well. I wish you a Merry Christmas. Let me be the first to do so. Did not get out in the Black Friday mess. Well, I did a little bit, but I didn't get into any fights. At my height, I just kind of walk underneath everyone and get what I need. So that's the way it is. Tonight, unfortunately, Melanie Moreland is ill. Not like dying or anything, but, well, I think she feels like she is because she's coughing her head off. So she's not going to be with us tonight. So Leanne Tyler has some new stuff coming out, and she's going to talk to us about that. Jackie DeVera will be here, and Patricia Carroll will be here. So I'm really excited about that. We're not sure about Aunt Magnolia. I think I put enough Valium in her cupcakes to keep her home today. So we'll just have to see what happens. But first up, let's go ahead and talk with one of my best friends and my producer, Leanne Tyler. Leanne, welcome to Hummingbird Place.
Hi, Donna. How are you?
Hello. I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Now, I have this wonderful biography, the little bio. And so this is what it says about Leanne Tyler. Leanne Tyler is the award-winning author of 14 titles, including the Good Luck series. A Charming Christmas is the fifth story in the series, a short contemporary romance set in East Tennessee. In addition to her contemporary novels, she writes American historical novels set prior and during the Civil War. Under the pseudonym of Lexi Witcher, she has three books in the young adult paranormal series, the Dodie Jenks series. Leanne lives in Tennessee with her teenage son and a four-legged adopted daughter named Rocky. And for more information about her and to sign up for her newsletter, you can go to leannetyler.com. Is all of that information correct?
As I know it right now, it is.
Okay, well, that's good. Tell us all about A Charming Christmas. I understand that you are in a Christmas anthology called Christmas Wishes, Seven Stories of Second Chances.
Yes, I am, and I'm proud to be in that box set with all these lovely authors. A Charming Christmas is the story of Darren and Jamma Rott's mother, Lillian. You've met her in the Good Luck Charm and the Good Luck Spell, and I believe she was even in the Good Luck Potion. Lillian has been single ever since her children were small because her husband decided he didn't want to be married to her and raising a family anymore. So she raised her four children alone pretty much. And she's thinking, you know, at this time of my life, I'm settled, you know. But Lucinda, if you remember Lucinda, for all my readers out there, she has other ideas for Lillian. And so, as you know, Lucinda loves to give out the magical gree-gree to her friends to help them find their soulmates. So what do you think happens, Donna?
I'm going to assume she does. How would that be?
Okay. She gets the gree-gree, Donna.
Okay.
I'm not going to tell you whether or not the gree-gree works for her. I'm just telling you she gets the gree-gree.
And for those who don't know, explain exactly what a gree-gree is.
It is a voodoo good luck charm. It's another name for a good luck charm. It could be anything. It doesn't have to be anything like a rabbit's foot or a four-leaf clover or a little charm. It could be just anything that would give you the sense of something, you know.
So basically it's a good luck charm. Is it something that you wear around your neck or?
Yeah, it wouldn't even have to be something you wore. I mean, it could be Right. In this case, it is. Lucinda's grandmother had given her this necklace that had a heart-shaped filigree with a blood-red stone in the center. And that gree-gree has magical powers of some sort because when you find when you find your soulmate, then that gree-gree pops open and that red bloodstone falls out. Or at least in the case of Kimmy and Darren, my readers will say, yes, I remember that happening to her. It worked a little bit different with Jamma in the Good Luck Spell. And it was something that Sue wanted in the Good Luck Potion until she got it, and then she didn't want it anymore. So, I mean, the gree-gree has been through different stages in the series. And mm-hmm. for Lillian, it sort of had the same kind of magical powers where that it would warm or it'd freeze like it did with Keely. So, it has a personality of its own. And, you know, it plays its part, you know, in the story. I don't know. What else would you like to know about the story? She does have a new neighbor that moves in.
I'm going to ask you a bunch of other questions. But before I do that, let's take a break.
Okay.
Romancing the Smokies is a romance reader's dream with a book signing, author meet and greet, and luncheon. The Hummingbird Place is bringing together authors and readers March 19th at the Airport Hilton in Knoxville, Tennessee. Romance writers from around the region are attending Romancing the Smokies. The list includes Hallie Bridgman, J.K. Inslee, Mallory Kane, Shannon West, Sandy Sullivan, and Leanne Tyler. Keynote speaker Tanya Kappas will share with us how she accomplished success in the self-publishing industry and with HarperCollins and Witness, plus how she gains inspiration for her ghostly Southern stories. It's a luncheon for readers and authors March 19th. Tickets are available online at eventbrite.com under Romancing the Smokies 2016. Tickets start at $39.99 and they will go up after December. The book signing is free, but attendees still need to register. Romancing the Smokies, meet who's hot. Visit RomancingTheSmokies.com for complete and up-to-date information. Romancing the Smokies is brought to you by The Hummingbird Place, your premier destination for author interviews and publishing industry news, every Monday evening at 7 p.m. from Dark Hollows Press Studio, airing on Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Dark Hollows Press Studio. You're listening to The Hummingbird Place, your true home for romance.
You know, when something goes out to the internet, it's there forever, right? So when you advertise with Hummingbird Place, you're investing in the potential to have continuous, ongoing, never-ending exposure via the airwaves, or the interwebs, as the case may be. Not just Monday nights, but 24/7. Blog Talk Radio archives are available anytime the internet is working for people to download and listen to Donna and her guests, which could be you for that matter. Hummingbird Place, being your home for romance, produces author spotlights, showcase specials, and author jams. And that's an exclusive show that is all about you. Now, when you have a new release, a call for submission, a writing workshop, an appearance and signing, giveaways, cover reveals, whatever your creative heart can come up with, contact us. We're here, and we'll be there to cover your special event that's all about you. Go to thehummingbirdplace.com and fill out that form under contacts, or write to ads, that's ADS, at thehummingbirdplace.com and talk to me, Jackie DeVera. The Hummingbird Place. It's your home for romance.
And this is your home for romance. You're listening to Hummingbird Place, and I have on the couch right now my guest, Leanne Tyler. Leanne, I want to ask you something. If the gree-gree is in all of your books, then why is one of them called the Good Luck Potion and one called the Good Luck Spell?
Because Lucinda gives Alex, which is Keeley's brother, who is Duke the Bloodhound owner, a little bottle of potion to carry in his pocket.
For what
purpose?
Good Luck
Potion. She tells him to hold on to it for her and to carry it in his pocket, and it'll bring him good luck. So he does. Sue gets the charm. He gets the charm necklace, you know. So they both got something going on. In the good luck spell, Jana is under a spell of what the gree-gree could do for her. She feels like, you know, she doesn't buy into its magical powers yet. For the first time in a long time, she is open to, you know, a change in her life. She's a workaholic businesswoman who has put her life, you know, into her advertising firm. And she's seeing sort of like the light at the end of the tunnel where that she can actually sort of step back a little bit, you know, and have a life for herself again. So the gree-gree kind of puts her under the spell of, you know, the love or the romance that's out there. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, and if anybody ever wants to contact Leanne, you can go to leannetyler.com. Now, Leanne, before you go, I want to ask you to go ahead and tell a little more about Christmas Wishes.
Okay, Christmas Wishes is seven stories about second chances. Each of the stories in this box set, whether it's about finding love with that person that you had once had a relationship with and it didn't work out, or whether it's finding, you know, someone new after, you know, a bad relationship experience and thinking you'll never find love again. You know, it's about that. It's about finding that second chance. And Julie Alexander has one called Spies Like Us, which is sort of a little spinoff from her young adult series about two of her characters in the Hottie series. If you don't know about the Hottie series, then you need to check out Julie Alexander. She's got Investigating the Hottie, Undercover with the Hottie, Down Under with the Hottie. And they are all young adult sweet books. So even though you're down under or you're undercover, you're not getting dirty.
Right.
Okay, and then let's see, Karen Hall loves to do Christmas stories, so she's got her historical, the only historical in this box set. She has got a Christmas conundrum, I believe that's correct.
Right.
In it. And then Mallory Kane has one in there called Three Christmases. I've got the A Charming Christmas. Carolyn Carey has a Barberville Christmas. Is that correct? Oh, gosh.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Barberville Christmas Reunion, isn't it?
That's right. Barberville Christmas Reunion. And Donna Wright even has one in there called The 12 Parties of Christmas.
The 12 Days of Christmas Parties.
Yes, that's right. The 12 Days of Christmas Party. Sorry. Too many Hallmark movies sounding so much alike. Your title right now.
Oh, I know. And you know something? I got to tell you something. The Hallmark movies are not something I normally do, but this weekend I have just been overcome with Hallmark movies.
Mhm. Okay. And we can't leave out McKeever's A Soldier's Second Chance. It's also
yes,
in there.
That is going to be part of her third. Blah, blah, blah. That is, I'm going to start again, and this time I'm going to speak English. That is, if I'm not mistaken, going to be part of her Thorn Grove series that she's starting.
Yes, that's right.
And she also
that's
has
right.
a book out called A Family for Bess, which is fabulous. If anybody doesn't have it, they need it. It's Kate McKeever. You can get it on Amazon, of course. Or uh-huh. So,
right. And she's going to be here next week, Donna, telling you all about that one. Did you know
okay.
that?
No, I did not. I did. Well, I
okay.
saw that she was going to be on next week, so I really
yeah.
can't say that
and,
I didn't know.
And before I go, I did promise Karen Hall that I would let our listeners know that she has a new Christmas story out just before Christmas from Books to Go Now. It was released today. It is forever. It's part of the Forever Christmas, the second season, book three series. So if you got the Forever Christmas season one last year, then the book's in it. So this one ties in somehow. But it is available at Amazon right now, and I've got the little buy link on the Hummingbird Facebook page. If you'll check that out.
Yes, don't forget to go to thehummingbirdplace.com, and there's a bunch of stuff on there that that you can, we have buy links to and different things, so make sure you do that. And remember, you can visit Leanne anytime at leannetyler.com. Leanne, thank you so much for being on.
Sure.
I appreciate it.
And I hope if I don't get to talk to everybody again this month or in December, then you all have a very happy Christmas, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. And I'm out, so Jackie won't kill me for taking up her time.
Okay. Thanks, Leanne. That is Leanne Tyler, and we will be back in just a minute.
Lexi Witcher is the author of young adult contemporary paranormal romances. Her Bittersweet 16 series begins with Dodie Jinx as your typical teenager, until she learns she is the next in line to be claimed by a 300-year-old curse on her 16th birthday. While struggling for her life, Dodie unravels a chain of events that no one is prepared for. Dodie and the warlock she loves work together to find the key that will set the Dougherty descendants free. In the Bittersweet 16 series by Lexi Witcher, on Amazon.com and where all fine ebooks are sold.
If you're looking for honest reviews and a magazine you can actually hold in your hands, you're looking for A Fair Decor. Grab your favorite drink and get in your coziest chair and enjoy reading about your favorite authors as well as articles and reviews of fiction and nonfiction. Reviews for contemporary, historical, paranormal, suspense, fantasy, and erotic. Go to abcmagazine.com for more information. A Fair Decor, it's the only place you can have an affair without the guilt.
And do remember, we are brought to you each week by Dark Hollows Press. Don't forget that. Okay, we are on the couch, and somebody's leaning back and looking very comfortable with their feet on my good table, Jackie DeVera.
That's really, really weird because I kind of am. I'm kind of just reared back here, watching my kitty cat sleep and thinking, I'm not going to kill Leanne Tyler for any reason, basically. I think she's kind of had a rough month. So I'm going to be gentle.
Yeah, really. Okay, this is what Jackie says. She lives in the Southern Appalachians. In addition to writing, she enjoys time with family and friends, cooking, especially make-ahead and crock-pot goodies, and sporadic random geeking out. Now, I need to know what that means.
I like cookies.
No, I want to know what geeking out means.
Well, I like Star Wars, Star Trek. I like gadgets. I like to talk about science fiction movies and cult classics and, you know, different stuff that a lot of people may not want to talk about while they're waiting in line at the post office, you know? That stuff.
Well, I am planning on going to a midnight showing of Star Wars, so I really can't say anything.
Oh, my gosh. Are you really?
Yes.
I can't get anybody in my family to go camp out with me, and I don't have anybody rich enough to, like, buy out the entire theater so we can just sit there and watch the new Star Wars movie. So can I go with you?
Absolutely. You can go
buddy,
to
old pal, my friend.
The Newport Cinema 4 is only $5 per person.
You know, I love that place anyway.
Yeah.
That's the place we were before, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that place.
And it's $5 per movie. And let me just tell you this. And this
tell
is for everybody. And I'm going to give them a plug because the guy that runs it is a fabulous guy. Newport
He's
Cinema
wonderful.
4.
They are really great.
They are. Newport Cinema 4 in Newport, Tennessee, all movies are $5 for everybody. All movies.
And neither of us work there or have any connection with it whatsoever, but they really are fabulous.
Well, and here's the deal. Can I tell you the deal?
I would love to hear the deal.
My husband and I can go to the movies, and we can eat popcorn. We can get in and eat popcorn and everything for under $20.
You can't do that here, let me tell you.
Well, my uncle and I went to see the Peanuts movie at one of the other big theaters. The reason I did that is because Uncle Doyle is 84 years old. He has never been to one of the big theaters, you know, with the new kind of seating and all that.
Right.
So we went to see the Peanuts movie, which, by the way, is really adorable. And
yeah, we're going to go see it, too.
Yeah, you really need to. And I got to tell you something. It cost me almost $35.
I know, right? Like I said, it's worth the drive, just about worth the drive for me to go to the Newport one.
Absolutely.
They're really cool. Did you know, as a random, you know, ADD, that I have an Uncle Doyle?
Oh, no kidding.
I do. He's married to my Aunt Nancy. Aunt Nancy and Uncle Doyle.
Aunt Nancy and Uncle Doyle? My Uncle Doyle was married to my Aunt Mary. Uncle Doyle is all I have left of my immediate family. I mean, of course, I have my husband and my son, but I mean of my family that I was born into.
Right. Yes.
So that's kind of neat to have him. And we hang out on the weekends. It's crazy. But actually, we're not supposed to be talking about me. We're supposed to be talking about you. And you're going to tell us all about Queen of the Hollow.
Hey, I've heard of that book. It's a short story, isn't it? It's a short story that you can read over your lunch break. And
oh, I heard it was 400 pages.
No, it's work friendly, and you can read it fast, and it's got a couple of unanswered questions in there, no cliffhangers, but I would say a couple of unanswered questions because you know you have to leave it open in case, you know, you want to write a series, hint, hint.
You could call it the High Lonesome series.
You know what? That's amazing. Considering that's the West Virginia town that she lives in, High Lonesome, West Virginia.
Wow.
I could call it the High Lonesome series, and I could just make a whole, I don't know, you know, 6-8 books of just that one little hollow town.
Wow.
Why would I do that? why am I not doing that? Why am I here talking to you? And
I have no idea. You know, it's like I told the producer when they said Jackie DeVere was going to be in Gelman, you know, Gelman, the producer.
Gelman, right, yes.
Yeah, I told Gelman, I said, Jackie DeVere, are you sure? Because she's pretty famous, and I didn't think she'd come on my show.
Well, you know, I love you and the new
Of course, everyone does.
So, you know, here we are. And I have an extra goal, so we kind of have that connection. I kind of have to be here.
And then of course, Gelman said, you know, hey, you know, she's going to slum it and come and see you. So. That's
she's
how it
hungry.
Is. That's right.
She's hurting, so she's going to be here.
Now, Queen of the Hollow is sweet.
It is.
It's paranormal.
It is. It's also Dark Hollows Press published it.
Yay.
It's their first sweet endeavor.
And it's done very well.
Did you know that? I'm pretty impressed with that. It actually has made the allromance.com bestseller list, which amazed and thrilled me to no end. So, yeah, I was really thrilled about that.
That is fabulous. I'm thrilled for you.
I'm going to go, what I'm going to do is since they don't put those stars on Hollywood Boulevard, I'm actually going to go out here in my dog lot. And I'm going to carve it out.
I think you should.
Pour concrete over it and then get my girl's glitter, and that's going to be my star. I will
Absolutely.
Be so happy. Oh, you don't know how happy.
I think you should. I think that's a fabulous idea. We are on the couch with Jackie DeVere, and we'll be right back.
Coming this week from Dark Hollows Press, it's Volume 3 of the Dark Hollow Wolfpack series by Shannon West, containing books 9 through 12, including Bloodlust, Blood of the Alphas, Heart's Blood, and Bad Wolf. Volume 3, books 9 through 12 of Shannon West's best-selling Dark Hollow Wolfpack series is available in one box set as of December 1st.
From Jackie DeVere and Dark Hollows Press.
Hey, Jackie again. You remember Charlie?
Aware cougar.
That's him. He said I had to make a new ad, and he should know. That's kind
of
his thing. Well, that and having an amazing voice for voiceovers.
Does she dare trust an outsider with her life?
She does, or there wouldn't be a story. It's called Queen of the Hollow, and it made allromance.com bestseller status. I'm seriously excited about that. It's set in the Appalachian Mountains. It's short, sweet, and only 99 cents. I hope you'll pick up a copy and enjoy it as much as I have.
Queen of the Hollow.
And.
By Jackie DeVere.
Charlie has.
Available from Amazon.com and wherever fine ebooks are sold.
All right. And we are on the couch with Jackie DeVere at this very moment. Jackie, tell everybody the best way to stay in touch with you.
Well, let's see. Actually, the best way is probably through Twitter. I'm almost kind of wired into Twitter now for some odd reason. And my handle there is Jackie_DeVere, J-E-C-C-I for Jackie. And
Wait. I think you just spelled your name wrong.
J-A-C-C-I?
You said J-E.
Well, that's totally wrong. I would never do that. Ever. I would just not do that.
That's just
it's
not
possible.
That's not possible, is it?
No, it's not possible. It may be because, you know, you're intimidating and you're making me nervous. That might be.
Yeah.
I said it wrong, you know, because I was just noticing what a professional staff you have as far
yes.
as production and producing goes. It's amazing. You have one of the most professional staff on any of Blog Talk Radio, and I can say that legitimately. That's like totally true. Meanwhile, back to me. Jackie DeVere, Jackie_DeVere on Twitter, and Facebook is, it's not an author page, it's just a regular old page, Jackie.DeVere, and those two things I'm pretty much on every waking moment, so that's a good one. But I've been working really diligently to try to get a blog and my website working. So the website is JackieDeVere.com, and the blog site is, I'm making this really easy, JackieDeVere.wordpress.com. So any of those, just type my name in. You'll probably be able to find me. I tried to make it easy. I like friends. I need people. Please like me.
You're pitiful. You know that? You're really pitiful. You know, everybody should go by Queen of the Hollow because Jackie is pitiful. And
yes,
she
please.
And she
Love
needs
me.
Confidence. And the best way for her to get confidence is for you, yes, you, to go out and buy Queen of the Hollow. And it has to be a fairly decent book. It's got to be because it was on the top selling list at all ebooks, right?
Mm-hmm. All romance
ebooks. Yeah. Ebooks. And so it's got to be a decent book. You know,
it's,
I mean,
it's
what can we
decent,
say?
But you know, I'm pitiful, and that may be part of the attraction there. So
yeah,
help me
absolutely.
Out.
You know, and the great thing about Jackie is, you know, we've been friends for a while now, and I'm just going to tell this because, you know, she's pitiful, you know, but Jackie turned to me one day when we were talking about this radio show, and she said, you know, I've been thinking about it, Donna, and I think it's a really good idea that you start a radio show. I mean, you've really got the face for radio. And I thanked her for that. I really thanked her for that because, you know, that just goes to show what a good, good friend she is. Jackie, thank
you. I got you back. You're welcome. And thank you.
And thank you. No, thank you.
Well, thank you for thanking me.
Okay, Jackie DeVera is now leaving. Ladies and gentlemen, Queen of the Hollow, Jackie DeVera, pick it up. If you don't buy it, we will talk about you behind your back. Mallory Kane is up next with news, but first, let's listen to this.
Sean Bailey's latest comes out this week. A ballet dancer and his childhood nemesis must work together on a Christmas program. Ballet dancer Farron McMahon was teased and bullied by his next-door neighbor, Nick Sexton, since they were kids. But Farron gets the surprise of his life when the handsome business executive kisses him one night at a club. Farron has been out of the closet for years, but he never suspected that his nemesis might be gay. Nick Sexton never considered red-haired, green-eyed, and freckled Farron date material. 19 years later, Farron is now the principal dancer for the New York City Ballet, and Nick's feelings have changed. Now, is liking a guy who wears a unitard and dances in the Nutcracker going to be bad for his corporate image, or is he going to get a special kiss under the mistletoe? Ho Ho Oh by Sean Bailey, out December 3rd.
And now, we have the one, the only, the wonderful and true and fantastic and very nice, Mallory Kane with news.
Thank you, Donna, and thank you for allowing me inside. It's raining outside.
I know. And I have
and
this
Michael,
little...
Mm-hmm.
And I like this little nook that you sit in here in the library area. You're surrounded by all those books. Do you like it? Because if you don't like it, we'll go in the other room.
No, I love it. You know I love the smell of books.
I know.
And the
That's
smell
why
of Kindle. Got to be
well,
fair.
Okay, Mallory Kane, what's the news?
Well, you know, Donna, ever since I got back from the Novelist Inc. conference in early October, I've been really excited about everything I've learned. My head
literally exploded. Your head did, and all that smoke came out. It literally exploded.
It literally exploded.
Literally.
But I'm trying to get it back together, and... trying to put together some of my information from the Novelist Inc. conference to let folks know about not actually free, but sort of free ways to promote books. And, of course, not only will authors be interested in this, but also readers, because it's always good to know what's going on in the book writing world, in the romance novel writing world, so that you can pick up the best books by the best authors. So tonight I'm going to talk a little bit about Ingram Spark. Of course, as you know, Ingram's Distribution is one of the largest book distributors in the world. They advertise themselves as a company for a world that is reading. They describe themselves as a dedicated partner for publishers, retailers, educators, and libraries. And to quote their website, "We are working toward a vision of the world where anyone, no matter where they are, has easy access to the books they want." Now, if you're an author, you probably know that Ingram's print-on-demand arm is called Lightning Source. But something that I did not know until I sat in on Ingram's workshop at Novelist Inc. conference is that Ingram Spark is their self-publishing arm. They have global distribution of self-published titles. They have print and electronic distribution and sales that are bundled together. It costs the author or the publisher $49 to set up a title with Ingram Spark. And basically the way it works is the independent author or small publisher uploads their titles, receives an e-proof to approve, and then each title is put into distribution, which means the title will be put into Ingram's catalog. Now, independent titles appear in the catalog just like, say, for instance, Simon & Schuster's titles or Penguin's titles, which means when a bookstore opens the catalog, the independent author's book will be indistinguishable from a Simon & Schuster book or a Penguin book or any other book published by a large or a small publisher. So they are available for purchase by the bookstores just like any other publisher. Orders will be placed from the catalog through Ingram's, and if you, as an author, independent author, if your title is ordered, it's printed, and if it's ordered in print, and delivered to the store, either printed or electronically, depending on how they have ordered it. Now, Ingram's will take their cut, their amount that they are keeping of your of the retail price of the book, and then turns over to you, the author, what's left as your cut of the sale. So there are, while there are other costs associated with setting up the title, for instance, if you want global market access, there's a cost of $12 per title for print titles, and as well as the publisher compensation that goes to Ingram's. But you have your books sold through this international and widely recognized distribution network. So essentially, when your print-on-demand title is printed and sold, you, the author, will receive, dependent upon your wholesale discount, between 45 and 70%. Of the retail price minus print costs. Now, for ebook titles, you will receive 40% of list and agency price with the Kindle opt-in and 45% without the Kindle opt-in. It's a lot of information that, if asked, I would not be able to 100% explain, but suffice it to say that there is an option out there that gives you, the author, the chance to sell your titles through bookstores as print-on-demand or even as electronic, and gives readers the option of picking up your book in a local bookstore. Now, Ingram Spark is the only publishing platform that delivers fully integrated print and digital distribution services to the book industry through a single source. This means that once the author finishes and formats their book, Ingram Spark makes it possible to share that book with the world. A relationship with Ingram Spark allows authors to focus on their specialty, creating innovative content, while Ingram's manages the dull stuff, printing, shipping, and distribution. So if the author can sell their independent books through Ingram's global distribution, then readers have the chance as I said, to buy that author's books locally. And how great is that for both the author and the reader? And that's just a little bit about Ingram Spark, Donna, for this evening.
I think, if you don't mind my commenting, that I find that exciting.
I think it is, too. It's it may be, you have to go on site on the Ingram's website to find
mm-hmm.
out exactly how it works, but these are the essentials of how it's done, and it is kind of amazing that it offers, you know, me or you or any other independent author the chance to be in Ingram's catalog. That is
oh, absolutely.
So cool.
That is fabulous. All right. Why don't you hang around? We may talk a little bit. Hopefully I'm going to have a chance to talk about some great things with Romance in the Smokies.
Okay.
Actually, you know, I'm sitting here thinking, actually nothing has really changed. We've got the same wonderful authors. Just everybody check out romancingthesmokies.com. We've got all kinds of information there, a bookshelf and all kinds of things. And thank you so much, Mallory Kane, with the news. Love you and appreciate it. But we have a little bit of a problem. I had thought that I had put enough Valium in Aunt Magnolia's supper to where she would not be around this afternoon. She's been a little cranky lately. But I see her coming up the walk, and I know that here in just a moment she'll be knocking, and when she does... Hello, Aunt Magnolia, come in.
Hello, dear. Hello, hello, hello. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing great.
Oh, good, good. I'm in such a good mood. It's almost December. It's almost my time of the month or time of the year.
Oh, okay.
I love December because
uh-huh.
I get to wear all the sparklies I want to and nobody says anything to me.
That's true. That is very true.
They just say I look festive. I don't get picked up nor pulled over nor anything. I'm just looking forward to it. I got my outfit already picked up. I think it's going to be pretty.
I think it'll be
How
wonderful.
You, honey?
I am fine. I've been doing nothing but eating for the past few days. How about you, Aunt Magnolia?
Oh, I think, well, they had to roll me home on Thursday.
Yeah, I understand.
Without the wheelchair, you understand. I mean, my relatives live on a hill, so all
uh-huh.
they had to do was give me a shove, and I just kind of rolled on down to my house. So it wasn't bad. It's a little rocky, a little bumpy.
Have you read any good books lately?
Oh, I have. I needed to tell you. I have a huge stack. You know, even if it's a Kindle, it's a stack. But I've
right.
been reading these books. They're by an author called Karen Rose, and they're scary, but they're good scary because always the villain always gets it in the end, and usually bloody, which I like. You know, it's red. It's one of my favorite colors. Anyway, I read this one book. It's called Nothing to Fear by Karen Rose. I don't know when it was published. I don't really care, but it's about this girl. Her name is Dana, and she runs this shelter for women who've been abused by their husbands or their boyfriends, and she helps them get away. Well, she takes this one woman in with a little boy who she thinks is her little boy, but it ain't. It turns out that the little boy has been kidnapped by this woman, evil woman. And the little boy is deaf and dumb, or mute. I'm sorry. Nowadays they call it mute. It's not dumb. He just can't talk. Let me put it that way. Anyway, it's all about her and this man. His name is Ethan. And I don't know. I can't remember if it ever told me what he looked like, but he was handsome. He was handsome. Anyway, it's all about that and how they get that little boy back. And there's so many twists and turns in this thing. I got lost several times, but I figured my way out. It was a good book.
Well, what kind of a humdinger, huh?
A humdinger.
Like, it's not every day you give out a humdinger.
A humdinger. If I could give out two humdingers, I'd give out two humdingers for this one. It's good. And I started another book. I'd heard all these people talking about the Hunger Games, and I thought, well, that sounds like a good recipe book to me. So I started reading it, and it weren't no recipes at all. It was a book about people, little kids, and having to be tossed in this thing they called an arena. And the best one that survived won. I wanted a recipe book. I wanted to figure out how to use my leftovers from Thanksgiving and make new things, you see. And I thought that's what they were talking about with the hunger, but it wasn't. It was a hunger. So I didn't finish that. It was good, but it was just not what I'd expected, you know. So I'm going to put that away for when I feel not festive. December is a festive month. I might read that in April when the taxes are due and I'm ready for the budget.
That's exactly right. Well, Aunt
anyway,
Magnolia,
I'm getting ready.
Okay.
I'm getting ready to read a book, the Christmas Stories book. It's got seven stories in it. It's called Christmas Wishes. And it's got
a whole
bunch of people in it. I think you're in it, ain't you?
I'm in it.
You're in it, so I got to read it.
That's right.
So I'll be reading that this month, you see, because it's Christmas month. Next month, starting tomorrow.
Right. Well, that sounds good, Aunt Magnolia. Well, Aunt Magnolia, I'll tell you what. Here's you a cup of cider, and if you don't care to just have a seat right over there.
Is it hard cider?
We can't talk about that on the radio.
Okay. I'll just go over here and drink it.
Just go over there and have your drink.
You'll know what time it was.
All right. And ladies and gentlemen, at Magnolia, and with a wonderful humdinger of a book, and we will be right back after this. Thank you for joining us at Hummingbird Place, your home for romance. We come to you each week from the Dark Hollows Press Studio. For more fun and information, join us at thehummingbirdplace.com. There you can find out about our upcoming shows and events such as Romancing the Smokies, a live event in 2016. Remember, just go to thehummingbirdplace.com.
Dark Hollows Press is a publisher of romance whose authors present high-quality stories full of desire. They welcome submissions from both new as well as established authors. They offer a built-in reader base, professional editing, cover design and marketing, worldwide distribution, and competitive royalties paid monthly. Dark Hollows Press publishes all genres of romantic expression from historical to fantasy, sci-fi to contemporary, and now urban fantasy and new adult. Find submission guidelines or find a new favorite book or author at darkhollowspress.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are so excited to have on the couch with us tonight a lady that is going to tell us all about A Blue Bonnet Misfit Christmas, Patricia Packjack Carroll. Patricia, thank you for joining us on Hummingbird Place.
Oh, glad to be here.
So tell us all about
it. Sounds like you have a fun time.
We do. Yeah, you caught us on a night when we have our Aunt Magnolia on, and Aunt Magnolia needs a little... I don't tell her, but I put a little Valium in her cider, and she's over there sort of snoring now, and didn't take long. Okay, so we are on, like I said, on the couch with Patricia Packjack Carroll, and she has a Blue Bonnet Misfit Christmas Hearts of the West box set. And tell us all about the box set and who's in it and a little bit about A Blue Bonnet Misfit Christmas.
The box set is five different authors with five awesome stories for Christmas. Heather Blanton is one of the authors.
Yes.
Oops. I'm on a computer. And Suzette Williams, Christy Corbett, Leah Atwood, me, and me. Is that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5? Yeah. And we all got together, and we combined our stories to have one awesome value of only 99 cents and give readers good stories. They're sweet stories. They're about the Old West. And so there's action, of course. and there's romance. It's all sweet though, and I think your listeners would enjoy them. The story I put in there was a bluebonnet misfit Christmas, and it's book two in my misfit Christmas series, which is from Misfit Ranch, and the first book started with Nettie. She was like 40, and she took an ad in the paper for mail order bride from a sheriff in Texas. So that's where it starts. And so she's the first misfit, and she gets the idea that she can connect all these misfits to their romance. Mm-hmm. So it starts off with there's a sheriff and the girl that he loves, but her parents don't want them to get married because he's a sheriff. And I'm not going to tell you why they think that, because that would ruin the story. And also, okay, these stories all end happy, because we like happy ending stories, right? Nobody
yes,
wants
absolutely.
To read. You know, if we want bad news, we can watch the TV.
Isn't that the
so
truth?
So these are all happily ever after stories. They might go through some things and stuff happens, but you can be guaranteed you'll be smiling at the end of the story.
I think
and
that's
there's,
fabulous.
There's also in this, yeah, and it's so needed in this day and time, and especially with Christmas, you don't want to be all sad and lonely. So you want some good stories, good happy stories.
Absolutely.
In fact,
there's five of you in this, and all five of you inspirational authors?
Yes. Yeah, we're all Christian, and so we all write, you know, sweet. You know, nothing,
so,
no.
So a blue bonnet misfit Christmas, you said was the second. So
right,
did you write one last
one.
Year?
No, it wasn't a Christmas one. I wrote it this year. It's called Nettie's Love, and that's book one.
Mm-hmm.
And book two is a blue bonnet misfit Christmas. And then book three will be Yancey's Bride. You'll read about him in both the stories. And that'll come out next year.
Okay.
So.
And I know Heather Blanton has been on with me,
mm-hmm.
and she actually talked about this, because you started talking about this, and I said, well, that sounds familiar. And no wonder, because Heather had been on with us, which is really cool. Now, let me ask you something. Did you guys just decide, hey, you know, we're going to do this, and we're going to publish it ourselves?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Most of us were in a box set before. And
yeah.
then we went ahead and did this one for the Christmas.
Okay. Now, is your story, are these short stories or are these full-length novels?
They're, mine is right on the edge between a novel and a novella. It's a long novella or a short novel, however you want to say it.
Okay.
A couple of them are shorter. I think Heather's is about the same as mine. They're right there at the end. So they're a good read. They're not real long, but something you could read in the afternoon. So, you know, you could enjoy several days with these books.
Oh, absolutely. So there's five of them. And like you said, they're all sweet. But now, with them being sweet, are they inspirational or are they just sweet?
No, they are inspirational.
Okay.
They're all Christian. They all have the Christian element. Not preachy at all. Yeah,
well, you can say that on my show. I love inspirationals. I write inspirational.
Oh,
so
you
can, yes, I do. So I write sweet. I've written four sweets and an inspirational short story. And right now, what I'm working on is inspirational. My work in progress is actually an inspirational. May I add? So,
oh, cool. Well, I used to put the tagline on the end of my sweet historical Christian Western romance. So everybody knows.
Is there anything else you can put on there?
I don't know. I guess it could fit Texas. This one's in Texas.
Oh, Texas. So. Yeah, it'll fly off the shelf. Now, are they all in? Are they all now? They're all Western
historical.
Yeah,
they're all over. Yeah,
but they're all Western historical.
Right.
Well, Western historical is actually really picking up. I mean, well, not picking up, but really popular. From a friend, I'm quoting a friend of mine who is saying that, so we'll just see you know, if that's good. Do you feel like you're doing well with it?
I think so. Yeah, that's most of my stories. That's what I write, and I grew up watching all the old westerns, you know, Gunsmoke and all that. So I love the old west. I think I love the myth of it, the freedom.
Yeah.
You know, and good guys triumphed over bad guys, and
well,
I just love
that
time period.
One of my favorite movies, not a Happily Ever After, may I add, is Tombstone.
Oh, yeah.
And the reason I love Tombstone is because I think Val Kilmer...
Kind of Happily Ever After.
Well, not for Doc.
No. For Wyatt Earp and that girl, they lived happily ever after.
Yeah, that's true. But
and he was the main guy. Yeah, Doc didn't. He's got a really, in real life, an interesting story. He was a dentist.
Yeah.
And doing real well, and he caught tuberculosis.
Right.
And so he lost all his, he couldn't practice anymore. So isn't that odd? You just wonder how his life would have been so different.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's really funny because don't get me wrong, you know, how far can you trust history to Hollywood, you know, but
yeah.
A lot of what they said was true. I mean, you know, he was pretty tough puppy from what I can tell.
Yeah.
All right.
Well,
probably,
you know, here his life is going normal and then all of a sudden it all fell apart. So
yeah.
People can get bitter, mean.
Yeah. But I read in a history book... And for those who are Tombstone fans, you will understand this, that at the OK Corral, one of them, I can't remember which one, did say to him, I'm going to kill you. And he said, you're a daisy if you do.
Oh, well, that was in the movie, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was in the movie. But I read that in a history book, that really happened. Yes.
Huh.
And the way that the director planned Tombstone was that the OK Corral shootout was filmed to be exactly the length that it was in real life, which was 28 seconds.
Not very long, yeah.
No, for it to have all that publicity around it.
Yeah.
So anyway, we are on the couch with Patricia Packjack Carroll. Patricia has a wonderful box set out, the Christmas Hearts of the West box set. Her particular story is A Blue Bonnet Misfit Christmas. And Patricia can be found at patriciapackjackcarroll.blogspot.com.
Right. And you can find my books on Amazon. Just put in Packjack, P-A-C-J-A-C, and it'll pop my books up.
That's great that you have that little short thing there going on. That's terrific.
Yeah, that's my husband's and my initials put together. When I went online to get a website, there's other Patricia Carrolls out there, believe it or not.
Yeah, yeah, I do
so
believe it.
So I thought, well, I'll stick the pack jack in there because there's only one of me.
Yeah, I understand.
So that's where that came from.
Well, unfortunately, time has drawn near, Patricia, and we must go.
So I guess,
but
I
thank
get to go
you.
Sit with Aunt whatever.
I'm sorry?
What's her name? I get to go sit with Aunt whoever, what her
Aunt
name
Magnolia?
Was.
Aunt Magnolia?
Aunt.
Yes, they sit with Aunt Magnolia, and if she starts drooling, just, you know, I can't help that. I'm sorry.
You're not responsible.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, Patricia Packjack Carroll, we've loved having her on. We've got a few things to tell you, so hang tight. Don't go anywhere.
Do you believe in love at first sight, Christmas miracles, happily ever after? Mallory King can make you believe. Her latest release is called Her Secret Christmas Hero. Allie McGill is spending a brutal Christmas Eve snowstorm in a barn in Marietta, Montana, when she hears the sounds of a horrible crash. What she finds is a handcuffed prisoner nearly frozen to death in the wrecked car. His name is Jacob Reeves, and he's part of a dangerous family of organized crime. Allie appears like his angel, the most beautiful woman he has ever laid eyes on, with no reason whatsoever to trust him. Despite their misgivings, their chemistry is off the charts. Getting through a freezing Christmas Eve forces them to work together to survive. But once the storm is over, Jake will be gone. Are they truly destined to part after their accidental encounter, or can there possibly be a Christmas miracle to save both their hearts? Her Secret Christmas Hero by Mallory Kane, on sale everywhere. Award-winning author Leanne Tyler writes sweet and a little bit sensual Southern romances, historical and contemporary, and maybe a touch of the paranormal thrown in for good measure. Her novel Season of Love is a time travel set in 1850 Charleston. Leanne Tyler's The Good Luck series shines with delightful down-home writing and humor. More for your historical romance fix is Leanne's short story Ava from the Love Letters series and also her full-length novel Because of Rebecca. Look for author Leanne Tyler through all published and ebook venues such as Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and wherever fine romance books are sold.
I just want to tell everyone, just make this announcement, how much I appreciate Doc Holler's Press and all that they do for us here at the Hummingbird Place. Please visit darkhollerspress.com. You will be very impressed with the way that they have their company set up. It is just fabulous. That is all the time we have for tonight. Next week, we will have with us Kate McKeever and Maya O'Malley, and hopefully Melanie Moreland may be able to join us if she's over her bronchitis. So for Donna Wright and Mallory Kane and Gelman and all the wonderful people here at Hummingbird Place, we wish you a very good evening.
Hummingbird Place, your home for romance, with your hostess Donna Wright, is brought to you by Dark Hollows Press and produced by Leanne Tyler. Production manager, Jackie DeVera. All music provided by Kevin MacLeod and Incompetech.com.